This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is John Gizzi, political editor of Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. And John, it's always great to have you with us.
It's always great to be here. Thank you.
Plenty of politics to talk about. Of course, we're now past Labor Day, which means we're in the heat of the midterm election campaign season. We do have still have a few more primaries coming up here on Tuesday. But for the most part, all eyes are set on November 2nd. And as such, the Democrats are hoping to minimize the losses any way they can. The president taking a clear, direct focus on the economy now over the last few days. He wants another $50 billion in infrastructure spending, also some targeted tax breaks for small businesses. And he's also saying he wants to keep all the Bush tax cuts for now, except for those impacting the richest Americans. How effective will this be, A, for the economy, and B, for Democrats at the polls?
As former Secretary of Commerce Carlos Gutierrez told me this morning, any way you slice it, it adds up to a big tax increase that the American public will pay dearly for. When the tax cuts expire, that means taxes will go up. And while the president can say he is only letting them expire on the upper 2% of wage earners, those are the people who create the jobs and do the most to put money within the economy. Doing so will bring job creation in the private sector to a grinding halt, as well as shut off more needed money to go into the economy to jumpstart it at this point. In addition, the president talks about selected business tax credits and infrastructure, code word for more government spending. I have to say that Gutierrez is on target on that one.
As for the politics, John, will this be seen by voters as a genuine effort to do whatever they can to improve the economy right now, or just political opportunism?
After the stimulus package, after the TARP money to bail out businesses, after a health care plan, which is going to cost us dearly, after so much that has made deficit and the word trillion almost mutually inclusive, I find it hard to believe the American public can believe at this late hour that this is suddenly going to put the economy back in order and start the engine of plenty once again.
John, well, we know that every midterm election season, especially in one like this, if the polls are to be believed, that a lot of folks here in Washington could be sent home. One person apparently heading home voluntarily is White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel. He's made no official announcement. But on Tuesday, we learned that longtime Chicago Mayor Richard Daley will not run again. The election is next February, so Emanuel and a lot of other people would have to make a decision pretty quickly. Is there any doubt in your mind that he intends to run, and is he a prohibitive favorite if he does?
Rahm Emanuel has told reporters for several years that he hopes to be mayor of Chicago someday. He repeated that most recently during an in-depth interview with Business Week. Mayor Daley's surprise announcement that he is stepping down after 22 years, 1 year longer than his namesake father served as mayor, by the way, has turned politics in the Windy City upside down. I do believe Rahm Emanuel will move his family back to Chicago after the November elections. He has to file by December, and he will be a candidate. Now, can we start planning the inaugural ceremonies for a Mayor Emanuel yet? No, not in the least. Chicago has never had a Jewish mayor. For the most part, the mayors have been Irish Catholics. And a fellow by the name of Jim Houlihan, county assessor of Cook County, wants to run. In addition, Rahm Emanuel did not get to where he was, Congress and then White House Chief of Staff, by being nice to everyone. He stepped on a lot of toes over the years, and I'm told that the Daley family did not appreciate all his talk about wanting to be mayor before their brother made up his decision to step down. One can expect to find Bill Daley, former Secretary of Commerce, Mike Daley, a very powerful Cook County commissioner, and super lawyer John Daley lining up beside someone other than Rahm. If no candidate gets 50% plus one, the race is decided February 22nd, and it goes on to a runoff April 5th. In that case, I say Rahm Emanuel's in for the long count, and he's got his work cut out for him.
John, let's talk quickly about some primaries coming up this Tuesday. We know that a few weeks ago, Lisa Murkowski, the Alaska senator, was stunned in her primary by a Tea Party favorite, Joe Miller, in Delaware on Tuesday. Longtime moderate to liberal Republican Congressman Mike Castle, who is expected to be the next senator from Delaware in that seat once held by Joe Biden, being challenged by Tea Party favorite Christine O'Donnell. Will we see a repeat of Alaska, or will Castle make it to November?
Castle will make it till November. If somehow Joe Miller could have been transported from the land of the midnight sun to the first state, I think he might defeat Mike Castle. Christine O'Donnell is no Joe Miller. I've met her. She's a very nice lady, well-spoken, and yet there's been considerable question about her finances, her handling of campaign, as well as personal money in the past. And in the last week, this has totally drowned out the very cogent conservative message that she had been articulating. My guess is Castle will win the primary with over 60% of the vote and join Mark Kirk of Illinois as one of the small breed of liberal Republicans elected to the Senate in 2010.
One more prediction real quickly. Right here in the District of Columbia, Mayor Adrian Fenty going up against Vince Gray. The polls say the mayor could be in trouble.
The mayor could be in a lot of trouble. And sadly, it's because of his two best appointees that win the highest marks and yet have really not pleased much of the establishment who wants the status quo. And as Ronald Reagan used to say, status quo is Latin for the mess we're in. Those two appointees are, of course, schools chancellor Michelle Rhee, who's done a lot to fire teachers, impose stricter tests, and shake things up. She was once portrayed on the cover of Time magazine wielding a broom. She's also upset a lot of people who are going to work for the mayor's opponent, Council Chairman Vincent Gray. And similarly, Kathy Lanier, the city's police chief, someone I've seen in action, one tough cop, and yet again, not part of the old guard and something new. It seems as though anytime someone tries to do something new and shake things up, it's very, very hard to wrench the nation's capital out of the past. I say it's going to be Vince Gray by 10 points over Adrian Fenty.
Last question, John, and this is the issue that's dominated a lot of cable news talk over the last few days, and that's this plan on Saturday, the 9/11 anniversary down in Florida. This pastor of a very small church planning to burn the Quran to protest in a very visual way what he says is responsible for attacking us on 9/11. Very few people, if any, are supporting this. The Obama administration on many different levels has gotten involved. Smart or not smart for the administration to be so vocal on this?
Well, it turns out every time the administration gets itself involved in a situation that is parochial and local, it creates a bigger problem. First was involving the policeman in Massachusetts and Professor Henry Louis Gates. Then it was the very building of the mosque and the site of 9/11 in New York. And now it may well be the despicable book burning that's going on. I tend to agree with a number of the members of Congress and Mayor Bloomberg. They have the right to do it, the First Amendment right to burn a book. They also are not stupid people, and they know what the image of burning books brings up around the country. And they, like those who first talked about building the mosque, should well consider their responsibility to do something else.
John, we'll have to leave it there. We'll talk again next week.
Looking forward to drinking champagne rather than eating crow after the final primaries of the year Tuesday. I'm John Gizzi.
John Gizzi, political editor at Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.